Welcome to Transcendental Transformation, the place where spirituality and transformation unite. Host Miss Raina imparts truth so that you can break through your limiting beliefs and evolve into a deeper consciousness. As you go about your day, remember, before every breakthrough, there is a breakdown. And now, let's start the show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's episode of Transcendental Transformation. I'm your host, Miss Raina, and today is Tuesday, November 29th, 2016. As always, we are coming live from the very beautiful city of West Palm Beach in Florida. How was everyone's holiday? Did you eat well? Did you pig out? Did you guys get little piggy wiggies there? I don't know about you, but I have so much turkey left over and so much food left over that I can eat for probably the next month or so. I got a big bird just for me and Nira, and it was the smallest one they had for the cheapest price. So of course I had to go with it. But did you guys enjoy your holiday? I hope you guys really did. Hopefully, you spent a time with your friends and family, and there was absolutely no fighting, because this is the holidays. We're supposed to be giving thanks and having compassion for each other and understanding what really matters in the world. And so fighting should not be allowed, right? Nira absolutely loved the turkey. I gotta say that ever since I gave her a bit, every time I try to make leftovers or whatever, man, she is in my face, ready to take it from me, and she just absolutely loved it, which sucks because now I have a hard time giving her the raw meat that I've been giving her for a long, very long time. But I think eventually she'll get away from it and understand that those are treats and everything. But, it was I got to say that Thanksgiving for me was actually a perfect day. I got to watch football. I got to watch the movies. I had a really good meal. And, I even did a little bit of self-pampering. My R&R and my pampering is really, really important to me. And, it was the perfect day, just quiet time with me and Nira, spent it and just really enjoyed myself, did a little bubble bath and some other stuff and just kind of, did some downtime. And that's very important for all of us. If you guys don't take downtime, make sure you guys try to find some downtime, some private time just for you, regardless if you have kids or families or, boyfriends, girlfriends or whatever's going on in your life, make sure that you find the private time and the downtime for your body, because it really needs it. And that's a way of saying thank you and appreciating what you have. Well, obviously we are not on YouTube tonight. For some reason, when I loaded up the computer and everything and I switched on to the Wirecast and everything, there was an echo, and I don't know what it was, but only when I had the Wirecast on, when I was trying to live stream, there was a huge echo, and I didn't want to take the chance of it being echoing into the, the blog talk stream and the YouTube. So unfortunately right now for tonight, we absolutely cut the stream, and we're going to try to figure it out. I'm assuming it's probably something silly. I don't know what changed. I haven't touched anything in last week. So, and maybe it's just as simple as like a little update or something, or I don't know, but nobody's been over here messing with the dials. So we're going to find out, but absolutely there's no YouTube stream, and I apologize for that. Last week, if you joined us, we talked about the successes, the failures, and the tribulations of societies and their conditioning, and how people view success as far as if you're athletic, if you have good looks, if you have a great job, if you have the big car, the fancy house, and failures is the complete opposite if you don't have any of that stuff. And, this is something that we really have to get out of our mindset. We really have to walk away from viewing success is what we have in material form, what we have as external validation. Because, when we push ourselves to gain the external validation, we always find that we're always going to judge our lives based on what we have. And that's not the true form of success. The true form of success is how much effort did we put into this? How much did you put your blood, sweat, and tears? Did you really try hard? Did you reach maybe one or two people, or maybe 10, 50? And did you at least try? And that's where really success is. It doesn't matter, because looks fade, people. Everybody, we're so into ourselves when we're young, but looks fade, and so does athletic ability, and so does the great job of eventually, you know, all that stuff fades. And if you don't have something well with inside you and you don't look at yourself as a success, then, you know, and then we're going to be in deep trouble for later in life. But our experience dictates our perception, doesn't it? And a lot of us don't really think about that. But based on what we experience early in life sets us up for our perception later in life. And, you know, and we got to realize that the victim always comes from insecurity and fear. And that's something that we have to kind of work with, and we have to kind of dissolve as our victim inside of us. But if you missed the show, it's on the archives on the website, and it's on the YouTube channel. That one actually is. And so go check it out. If you'd like to give us a call tonight, you can feel free to give us a call. We're opening the phone lines back up at 310-861-2341. Well, this week we are going to try answering some questions, as I said last time before the start of the show. And for this week, I actually wanted to pick two questions. There was two questions that caught my eye. Normally we're going to do one, but two questions caught my eye. And the first question says, you always talk about not having emotions. Should we be living emotionless? Kristen from Colorado. Well, Kristen, this is an excellent question, and I'm so glad that you asked me this, because I get asked this a lot. And first thing I want to say is absolutely not. No, you are not meant to live emotionless. Emotions are supposed to teach you. They're teachers to our experiences and to our perception, and they're there to help you grow and understand yourself better. But when we live a life that's controlled by the emotions, when you are controlled and you're dictated by your emotions, let's say, like as we talked about last year, like our last show with the successes, if our fear or our insecurities dictate us and stop us from becoming successful, stop us from going after our dreams, well, then that's what I'm talking about. But no, you're supposed to learn from your emotions, and you're supposed to use them, because there is a strong side to the emotions, you know, such as passion and fire. And sometimes, you know, those catapult you into success, those catapult you. And we're going to kind of talk a little bit about that on today's show. But thank you, Kristen. That was an awesome question. And the second question is, if friends who lived out of town, or basically he has friends out of town, come in to visit the area and they see other people but not me, should I be upset? And you know what? This is a very common question. I get this asked a lot too, and this is one of the reasons why I picked it out. And this is from Tom from Maryland. And first of all, the first thing I would ask yourself is, well, how close of a friend are they? Are they really close? Are they acquaintances? I mean, what was the relationship to you guys? And how often do they come in? I would break down. I like to break things down. And my students know, and my friends know, that I'm always breaking things down, because it helps me figure things out better. And it helps me step away from my emotions, especially because right away, our first job is to feel hurt and defensive. And so why would they come in? Is the second thing, are they here for a job? How long are they in for? And depending on what those answers are, is depending on what I'm going to do next. And probably I would reevaluate my view of my friendship. I obviously don't go into rankings as far as friends or anything like that. I don't believe in a best friend and a second best friend and all that stuff. Everybody is my friend equally. And by that eliminates the need for me to be like, well, you're my best friend and you're supposed to be here and you're supposed to be do this, because, you know, we are supposed to accept our friendships as is and not put these judgments on everybody. And it helps. And I would reevaluate my personal feelings as well. Well, why do I feel this way? Why am I taking this to heart? If this is someone that I've felt close to and we've shared a lot of time with, and they're only coming in to see certain friends and never make any time with me, well, then I would say, okay, well, maybe I have a point there. And then I have to reevaluate my friendship with them. And, oh, is this person worth having a friendship? Maybe. And a lot of times this happens. We value one person more than the other. So in a relationship, you may value them and put them, you know, as your best friend. And they may only see you as, you know, if you're going to do a ranking, like maybe fifth or sixth or seventh friend. And so sometimes we put our emotions and our passion into somebody else more than they put into us. And to them, they're not doing much more than seeing their friends, and which is one of the reasons why I'm not a big fan of rankings. So just, you know, just kind of realize what you're doing and why you're, how you're reacting to this. And hopefully, but thank you, Tom. I re- both of you. Really appreciate the questions, and thank you too, Kristen. Well, this week we are at the heart of all champions. Do you struggle with expressing yourself in fear that you will always offend another? Do you dream big but often lack the energy and the will to make your dreams come true? What sparked this conversation, or actually this show, I should say, is I was at a local kava bar just recently, and I was sitting down outside and just drinking some kava, and someone who I know, this young girl, came down, sat next to me and stuff, and started talking to me. And she starts talking about how her life, you know, isn't going anywhere, and she's kind of upset, and, you know, she just thought things would be differently where she's at, and she's not happy in her relationship, that she feels like she cares for this person, but she can never say what she really feels. She could, you know, and I said, well, you know, why do you feel like that? She's like, I don't know. She's like, I've always felt like that. Whenever I'm around people, I always feel like I can't speak my mind. I always feel like I can't say what's really on my mind because I'm going to offend someone or I'm going to make someone upset. Even if I mean well, I'm going to do this. And then what ends up happening is, she said, I end up allowing people to walk all over me. They feel the need to say whatever they want to me, and I allow this, and I never speak back up. And, you know, and then when I'm looking at myself and I'm saying, well, what's going on with my life? You know, I'm realizing that I dream a lot, but, you know, I'm fearful that it's not going to happen. And, you know, we got to talking for a long time, and I started looking at her. I said, well, what does your heart feel? What is it that in your mind, in your heart, that you truly want? And she gave me a list, and she started talking to me a little bit. And she's, a lot of it was a lot of confusion. She's like, well, you know what? I'd like to do this and I like to do that, but I don't know. I don't know if I can accomplish it. I already had a failed business, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And I sat there and I said, well, you got to stop looking at things as, you know, as success and fail, as the sense of, did it make money? Did it profit? You know, I mean, obviously, if you're a big corporation, you look at that stuff. But when you're starting out, you have to look at everything as a learning curve. And we got to talking, and by the end of the conversation, I can kind of tell that, you know, there was a long way to go for her, but, you know, some of the stuff that we talked about was sinking in. And one of the things that I wanted to get across to her was, the heart was actually one of the most powerful tools we have. And, you know, it's capable of doing great things. It's capable of creating chaos. I mean, it's capable of creating great joy, such as happiness and emotions and everything, deep love. And it's also capable of creating chaos, as I just mentioned, by inflicting pain, by inflicting suffering, and holding on to anger and resentment. Both are great things, but both can take us in one direction or another. It can make us view life as successful, or can make us view life as failure. It can allow us to want to express ourselves, or it can allow us to be the dreamer, but never really do anything with our lives. So depending on how we deem ourselves, and based on our experiences, is how we're going to channel this energy. And this is very important, because I always talk a lot about perception on this radio show. And if you're one of my students, or you've talked to one of my students, and they will always tell you, I always talk about perception and experiences, because how we look at ourselves, how we view ourselves, and how we feel about who we are is going to dictate to us whether we're going to use our heart energy for joy and happiness and deep love and passion and fire, or if we're going to allow it to create chaos due to our insecurities and hold on to the anger and the resentment. In our, you know, we are taught that we got to be sensitive. And I hear this all the time. And even she sat there and said the same thing. She's like, I feel like I got to be sensitive to others, you know, and I got to be considerate all the time. And even when I was growing up, and I know a lot of you can agree with me here, is that we're always taught that, right? We're always taught that you got to be sensitive to others. You got to be considerate of others. You got to change yourself for others. Don't say this because this. But, you know, at the same time, people tell you that you have to, you know, you have to be yourself, right? That to express yourself, to be yourself, to shine, to follow your dreams, to create your bliss. And that's so conflicting. And with this girl and many other people that I've ran into, that's very conflicting. How can we be sensitive to others? How can we be considerate of others and have to change ourselves, you know, in fear of saying, and that if we're good, but at the same time, you know, to be ourselves and to be expressive and to follow our dreams. Because no matter what you do, if you say this, you might hurt somebody's feelings or you might offend somebody, and then now you're not being sensitive. If you do that, you're not, you know, you might hurt someone's feelings and you might offend somebody and you're not being sensitive. It seems like every which way we go, you know, we have to walk on eggshells in order to, you know, be considerate of somebody's feelings. And to me, I don't know about you guys, but to me, this is a lot of extra work that I just don't, you know, care for. As part of my life, as I'm trying to figure out who I am, I'm trying to maintain, you know, a spirituality. I'm trying to, you know, get to love me, get to know me, you know, make my own dreams come true, let alone have to worry about every little thing I say and do in fear of offending somebody else. But this is one of the reasons why, you know, we have trouble facing our fears. This is one of the reasons why we have trouble, you know, expressing ourselves. You know, it slowly teaches us to lie and be hypersensitive to everything, doesn't it? And if you think about this for a minute, well, I mean, how many of us are, you know, have friendships or have relationships that we do small little white lies to each other because we feel that we're doing what's best for them, or we feel what's doing that's going to help them grow, or maybe they're just so upset, you know. And I use this example a lot, you know, especially as women, we have the girlfriend that is dating the guy that's just mean and nasty, or even for the guys too. And she's crying and she's like, you know, oh my God, I'm so stupid. I should have done. And you're going to say, no, honey, you know, no, it's just him, blah, blah. You didn't do anything wrong, even though she's making these type of choices over and over and over. And so we start to be conditioned because we don't want to offend people and we don't want to hurt somebody's feeling to lie. And then all of a sudden, what ends up happening is we have to tiptoe and we start making all these little white lies. We start becoming so hypersensitive to everything in the world that we lose track of who we are. We no longer understand who we are at all. And that is something that's going to cause chaos in our life. We'll be right back after a message from our sponsor.
With so many fads and gimmicks in today's world, it's crucial to understand the choices we make regarding what we ingest and apply to our bodies. KM Botanicals Custom Fusion Herbal Products help make those choices simple and smart. They use only the purest sourced ingredients that produce high-quality products your body will love. Their specialized custom blends are scientifically formulated to establish and maintain a healthy, radiant external as well as internal domain. KM Botanicals custom formulas are clinically developed by a licensed esthetician to suit your individual needs. Relish in the full line of therapeutic grade essential oils, or get creative and combine their high quality raw ingredients to create your own blends. With custom blends, KM Botanicals prides themselves on the promise that your products will be formulated and tailored just for you. Simply visit kmbotanicals.com to download your personal questionnaire and get started. That's kmbotanicals.com or call 954-281-5613 for more info. Give your body the healthy look it's been craving with KM Botanicals.
When we start tiptoeing around for people and we start changing who we are and we stop expressing who we are, we have to start learning to make decisions on what we want in our life, who we want to be. And if we really are on a road to spiritual enlightenment, if we really do want a road of growth, no matter what you believe in, what religion or spirituality you grow, or even if you don't even believe in that stuff and you just want to, you know, evolve as a person and just be a good person, you know, then we have to start taking a look at what we're doing. And if we're tiptoeing around because we're making all these little white lies and being hypersensitive because we don't want to hurt this person's feelings, or we don't want to say this, or we can't do this, you know, then that teaches us to be ashamed of our thoughts. This teaches us to be ashamed and be afraid of voicing what we want to say. This is the death of self-expression. If we are not allowed to vocalize what we feel and our thoughts, we are not allowed to vocalize our voice and channel it in a gross way, then what are we doing to our soul? And this is why so many of us are lost and confused. This is why so many of us are still looking and saying, well, something's missing. And I guarantee you, those of you who do not speak up for yourself deal more on the angry side, you deal more on the resentment side, you deal more on the fearful side, and you're one of those that, you know, are you have a mind where you process things a lot. You're always replaying, oh, I should have said this, and you'll replay a scenario over and over and over with different outcomes, or maybe the same outcomes to appease the ego inside of us. But if we're being taught to be ashamed of who we are, then we have to learn how to switch this around. We have to learn how to move forward and say, hey, you know what? I have something worth saying. I have something that I want to say, and regardless of how others are going to react. In our society, you cannot express what you want to say in fear that somebody's going to do or somebody's going to get upset. Last show and the show before, I talked a little bit about the election. There were so many people that were afraid to say what side they were voting for because you were chastised by your choice and you were hated for your choice. And it's the same with religion. It's the same. I mean, when I was a pagan and a witch, it was the same way. There were so many people that were like, I'm so afraid to say that I'm a pagan for the fear I might lose my job or I might do this or I might lose my friends. Because, you know, I mean, you can't tell a lot of your family and friends how you really feel. How many of you have that type of scenario where you have a mom or dad and you really can't be open with them? You have to kind of tell them little bits and pieces, or even your friends, you got to tell them kind of what they want to hear in order for them to not, you know, cause a fight or cause a scene inside you. You got to be able to make sure that, hey, if I got to make sure I say this and I got to word this in this proper way, otherwise it's going to create a fight. And that is not a relationship, people. That is not okay. That is not what family members are supposed to be doing or friends are supposed to be doing. But in society, I mean, you can't even say anything on any form of social media and even the radio show. You know, I hear, sometimes I'm very honest with certain shows and I say certain things and people are like, and I get write-ins and people are like, oh my God, I can't believe you said that on air. You're going to get so in trouble for it. Well, I'm not swearing. I'm not saying anything that's derogatory or anything like that, but I am being truthful about the way the world it works. And we become so hypersensitive. We become so touchy to saying things that when someone expresses themselves, it's almost like we get, you know, deer-eyed with like the eyes go up and the jaw drops and everybody panics. Oh my God, what is this person going to say? How are these people going to react? How is this group going to do? I mean, I remember a long time ago when I went through my angry phase. Actually, it wasn't a long time ago. I'm acting like I'm so old here. It was about 5 years ago. In 2011, when I had a lot of things really happen at one time in my life, a lot of challenges, and boy, were they tough. And instead of, you know, looking at them and trying to figure out what I, you know, how to rise above the challenge, I didn't say what I felt. I didn't express myself, and I just let it all bottle up. And boy, finally, when that pop blew, I mean, it was just, I mean, I took to social media and I was relentless. I was like, and all the truth, everything that I was hesitant to say, everything that I was just came out with my anger because I repressed it for so long, and I used it in such a harmful way that people were offended all the time. And I sat there and I said, okay, well, now that I got the anger out, it wasn't the way I really wanted to do it, but hey, it happened. I can't take it back. It was a part of my life. I learned from it, and this is the way I did it. But how can I channel this? How can I speak my mind? How can I be expressive in the way that I need to be expressive so that my soul grows and that I'm not afraid to be who I am? because I want the type of friends and family that I can be open to. I want the type of people that I work with that I can speak my mind, and vice versa. I always, if you know me, I always tell my friends, don't ever lie to me. Don't ever, ever lie to me, because I don't care what it is. I don't care how bad it is. I will respect you more, and our friendship will grow if you're just honest with me. Yes, I may get a little upset. Yes, I may get a little hurt or whatever it is, but I will respect you 100% if you're just open with me, if you're expressive with me. And I guarantee you, because I know that if honesty in a friendship is most important, I know that honesty in any relationship is most important. And that's the problem, is we are so torn apart from what relationships are supposed to be about, that we actually don't tell each other anything. And then when we finally do, we have the attitude, well, I'm going to say what you want, and whether you like it or not. But if we're so busy going to be upset somebody, because if you take the social media and you say, I can't even think of something, but you say something and you're either hateful, you're either racist, or, you know, and it's always something. If you vote for Trump, you're this. If you vote for Clinton, you're this. If you vote for this, if you're a Christian, you're this. If you're a Catholic, you're this. If you're a pagan, you're this. And it's always something. And I'm sorry, but this is why you have been trained to be so fearful of who you are. This is why you have been trained for this, because by constantly dancing around for each other, by constantly saying, oh, well, I'm not going to say this, I'm going to back off, you're reassuring their insecurity. You're reassuring their sensitivity. You're telling them that it's okay for you to not speak your mind. It's okay for you not to be who you are. And it gives power to those words and ideas. So if you say something and that's not of racial slurs, but you use something that's not politically correct, and that, then, you know, and you don't give it that power, people don't react. When you give it that power, that's when people react. And when you are afraid to say something, when you're afraid to do something, when you put fear into anything, you tell everybody that it's not okay. And it's the same thing like for, you know, the LGBT community. How long was it that families didn't want to tell their other families that somebody was gay or lesbian, bisexual, transgendered, or whatever, because how are they going to react to it? Oh, I'd rather just keep it quiet. And what did we do? We taught even younger kids that it's a secret. You can't tell anybody. It's shameful to be who you are. And every day you are bombarded with these type of messages on TV, on social media. You post something, and what's the joke about social media? How to offend somebody? Just make a statement, right? Just say something. Say the sky is blue today, or the sun is bright, and somebody will take it offensively. And I'm sorry, I just choose not to live in this world. I'm not saying, and I want to make this clear, I'm not saying to go out there and be cold-hearted. I'm not saying to be ruthless, heartless, and just go out there and slice and dice somebody. That is not what I'm saying at all, because that's immature. When you react, when you're rebellious out of that type of idea, it's because you don't know how to use your voice. You don't know how to be self-expressive. You don't know how to find yourself. You don't know your dreams and your realities aren't coming true. And so you're just trying to be somebody. And so absolutely not. But you owe it to the people and yourself, don't you, to be honest, to be open, and to be expressive. I mean, like I said, isn't friendship and love about honesty? Isn't it about being open? And isn't it about being loyal to those people that you call friends or family or mates or whatever? Isn't and being expressive, isn't that about truth? Isn't that about self? What is any artist, any person that creates, what are they expressing? They're expressing a piece of themselves. What are they painting? They're painting who they are. They're painting how they're feeling. And it's the same with anything. No matter what you do in life, no matter what type of job you are, if you're a speaker or accountant or whatever, you always have forms of expression. And you must find the honesty in you, being open, and the loyalty in you. You must always go under those three things and live that way towards anybody in order for your expression to come out. And you have to live in your truth. You have to live in truth and be yourself. Otherwise, it's not going to work. So what does, if I ask you, well, what does truth, honesty, being yourself, and openness all have in common? What would you say to me? Well, do you know what they all have in common? It's respect. Respect is what you will gain from that. Respect is what you will give to those people because you're being honest to them. You're saying, I value you as a person to be honest with you and to be loyal to you, to be open with you. And you know what? I value myself to be honest with you and to be loyal to you in that because I have respect for not only you and for myself. And that's really what this is all about. Self-expression and your dreams and your will is a lot about respect. When we respect ourselves, we realize that being truthful, being honest, being open, you know, builds strength. It builds character. It builds self-esteem and self-value. And this is so very critical. And, you know, if you listen to a bunch of my shows, you will hear certain ideas over and over and over. And that's because I want to make sure that you understand that truthfulness, honesty, loyalty, respect, self-value is important to your life. If you don't speak up for yourself, let's say for the girl that was at the kava bar, she couldn't speak up for herself. Why? Because she didn't value herself. She was afraid to say something because she wasn't harnessing her power. She wasn't harnessing her internal strength. She didn't have character because she doesn't know who she was because she is given in to people. People walk all over her all the time. And forget self-esteem because that's out the door. And self-esteem can't even come in the door if you're going to allow this type of living situation in your daily life. When you don't respect yourself, you're telling yourself on a daily basis, I'm not worthy. I'm not worth it. I'm not worth it to be honest with myself. I'm not worth it to allow you to be honest with me. I am not worthy of anything. So I'm going to allow the friends. I'm going to allow the dead-end jobs. I'm going to allow my dreams to just sit there because I'm not worth making the effort. I don't deserve to put the effort inside to make my dreams come true, to make my willpower come true. And that's what it boils down to. The only way I'm going to get friends, the only way I'm going to keep friends is by being what they want me to be. And let me tell you something. I have been down that road. I was with a group of friends probably about 15, 20 years ago. And I changed for everything because I was so afraid to come out as a psychic medium because I knew what it's caused in the past. And I was so afraid, even up until recently, to come out and say, hey, I am a master spirit guide and this is what I'm here to do because of the judgments. Even among the spiritual community, I get judgments, I get the looks, I get the oh, there's another one that thinks that there's something. And I have to. But my self-worth and my self-value knows who I am. And because I have respect for myself, because I do that, then I allow, I don't care what others say. But with my friends, I allowed them, I changed myself. I was so afraid to say that stuff to them. I was so afraid to be who I was because I was going to end up lonely. I was going to end up all by myself. And then who would I have to talk to? Who would I have to hang around with? I moved to another state. I didn't have anybody, no family, no friends. And as much as I loved it, hey, I was at a point in my life where I was trying to find out who I was. And because I didn't have value for myself or the strength yet or the respect, I figured, hey, I'm going to just keep quiet. I'm just going to be, you know, the quiet little girl because that's what, you know, people want is they want the pretty smiling girl instead of the, you know, opinionated and, strong character. And that's what I did. So I changed who I was in order for doing it. And, you know, all it did was make me angry. All it did was make me resentful. And it became to a point where I just ended up in a huge fight with these people and everything came out. everything all at once. And then when I tell you, it was like rapid fire. It was like like a machine gun. And all of a sudden I was like, whoa, where did that come from? Because it was built up, because self-expression is energy that has to flow. And the reason why you have pain, the reason why you have suffering, the reason why you are in this confused state or lost state or hurtful state or sad state or whatever the state is because you are not allowing yourself to be expressive. You are not following your dreams. You are not living your truth. You are not building your strength and giving yourself, you're not giving yourself self-value. And so the body is going to, what happens when you clog a drain? It backs up, right? It backs up and backs up, and then it spills over the sink and makes a complete mess. In other words, chaos. It does chaos. And you don't think that your life and your body is going to change at all? You don't think that that's going to happen to you if you refuse to allow the energy to flow? We'll be right back after these messages from the Life of Reyna.
A message from the Life of Reyna. We live in a world faced with many tough challenges. Our lives become chaotic and fill with disaster ever so quickly, most of the time before we even realize. Our issues beat down our mental mindset, and an imbalance of emotions become prevalent. The Life of Reyna is dedicated to helping people on the deepest spiritual level. Miss Reyna, the creator of Transcendental Development and Growth, works on your core issues and finds the solutions which allow you to break free from the emotional bondages of life, helping you achieve the life you've always wanted to live. Isn't it time that you lived life for you? Call the Life of Reyna, 561-846-2190, and schedule your appointment today. That's 561-846-2190. Or email thelifeofreyna@icloud.com.
Do you struggle with expressing yourself in fear that you will always offend another? Do you dream big but often lack the energy and the will to make your dreams become a reality? What do those two questions have in common? Both of them are forms of self-expression or expression. Both of them come from willpower. Both of them come from energy. Both chasing dreams is a form of expression. All of it combined is expression. And so dreaming, desire, passion are forms of expression. If you cannot express who you are, if you cannot voice your feelings, if you cannot voice how you are, your thoughts, and come out with it, and that, you will never, ever find desire. You will never find the desire to chase your dreams. And so does it make sense, now that we've been talking for almost 40 minutes, does it make sense that we look at ourselves and our kind of piecing things together and saying, well, you know, I get why, you know, I'm feeling stuck. I get why my dreams aren't coming true. I get why, you know, my relationships aren't where I want them to be. Because we all kind of do that. And it's only in truth. Remember, it's only in truth. And it takes this very strong soul to look at themselves and say, you know what? Maybe these people aren't the people that, you know, that are in my life or I want in my life. Maybe I have to make changes. I have to look at myself and admit to myself that, you know what, I do fear saying stuff because of this, this, and that. I have been conditioned, because we all have, even me. I have been conditioned, and every once in a while I find conditions that I'm like, oh, I haven't taken care of that one because I have an instant reaction. I was actually talking about that with a student of mine today, and I said, anytime you have an instant reaction to someone's voice or a tone or an idea or something that happens, you have been conditioned. Your brain has been trained to be fearful or hateful or angry or whatever the emotion is to that scenario. And so we're taught that all the time. And so when we're looking at ourselves and, you know, we have a lot of dreams and we're, you know, we always have all these ideas, but that's it, right? That's all they are, is all these ideas. But we don't have the desire. We don't have the passion, or we have the passion for maybe, you know, maybe a week, a couple of days, and all of a sudden then we're bored of it and we forget about it. Then we look and all of a sudden, oh, look, 6 months later, I totally forgot about that. It's because we're not expressing ourselves. We're not allowing our true passion through truth and honesty and loyalty to come through. And that's very important. Whenever there is conditionings, whenever there's falsehoods, whenever there's limitations, there will always be this is non-form of expression. It'll always happen. And so what happens when you don't express yourself? You lose the spark. There's no spark. There is no flame. If you take the lighter fluid out of a lighter and you flick the flint, what happens? Does the fire happen? No, just the spark and nothing happens. You need spark. You need the lighter fluid. You need the flame. You need the passion. You need the energy behind it in order to gain your dreams, in order to gain your hopes back. And you know, and when you look at that, you have to realize that you've shifted from your heart to your head. Because remember, the brain is conditioned. The heart's not conditioned. The brain is conditioned. And you are believing everything that you're told. And this is so hard for us. And I know I get a lot of write-ins about this. And a lot of people have a hard time when I say we are really conditioned to believing a lot of stuff that limits us. And mostly everything that we believe has been conditioned to us. And when people all of a sudden start realizing that sometimes it's depressing, they say, wow, what thoughts or what chance did I ever really have? What thoughts of my own did I ever really have? Everything that I liked from sports to school to this to that has all been told to me because it was my mom or my dad or my friends or I went along with this or I did this and did this. So who am I? And then all of a sudden it's a big journey. But when they realize that they've been believing everything that they're told, and all of a sudden they find themselves, well, if you've been told your whole life that you're not good enough, if you've been told your whole life that you don't deserve anything, and you tell yourself this too, or you don't have what it takes. And, you know, maybe you got kids now and you're saying, well, Miss Raina, you know, this is great, but I have kids, I have a family, I have things that are going on. And, you know, I just don't know, you know, I just don't have the time. I just, you know, I have to put myself on hold for everybody. Kids come first. This is the form of condition. This is what you're telling yourself because society has told you that you can't do it. Now that you have that, you need a 9-to-5 job. You need to be responsible for your life. You can't go and follow your dreams. You can't go and express yourself. You can't have willpower. You must do this, or otherwise you're not doing your job. You're not being the responsible parent. You're not being an adult. And I mean, when you're on that journey, I got to tell you, when you find that peace to yourself and you say, wow, what I truly think now is what I feel is my own self, not because someone told me, not because I feel like I'm scoring points with a god or goddess or because I'm doing good in this, my parents' eyes or anything like that. When you truly live a life for yourself, you will find, you will see this expression come out. You will, your dreams will just come one after another and you will find an amazing life. But you need to stop being responsible for others. That's the first and foremost thing you have to do. Stop being responsible for others. Stop taking people's emotions on. Stop dancing around people. Stop taking in how people react. And that's what I mean. I'm not saying give up on your kids and just walk away. I'm saying, you know, when you go to say something, don't be afraid to say your truth. Don't be ruthless about it, but don't be afraid to say how you feel. It's their responsibility for how they're going to take it. It's their responsibility for how they're going to react. If they know who you are, if they know how you are and your friendship, then they should know, and they cherish you and respect you as a friend, then they should know that no matter how you say it, that you have, you know, that you're saying it with honesty. And above all, honesty, loyalty, and respect should be number one, more than feelings. And that's why I'm so adamant about with my friends. And I will always tell them, and I got to tell you, it hasn't been easy with some of my friends. Some of my friends have told me, you know, have said, well, Mr. Randy, you know, I appreciate you saying that, but you know, you need to say this way. And you know, you hurt my feelings by saying it this way. And I sat there and I was like, well, you know, I'm sorry you took it that way, but I'm not going to change who I am because of your insecurities. You have to learn that in your life that, you know, I am being a friend to you. I'm being honest with you. And I do say things in compassionate ways. I do try to say things, you know, and I try to say, okay, well, let's not snowball them, because I can be very blunt at times. And I admit that I can be very blunt. And sometimes, yes, it comes across cold. So I've learned to try to have some consideration and try to say things soft without changing who I am. And, you know, I've even had students that have come in here and say, well, Miss Raina, you know, I enjoy our sessions, but, you know, but last week you were just so rough and or this or that, or, you know, you need to say this to me. I respond better when you say this. And I said, I'm sorry. I this program is very effective. What I do works for thousands of people. It has worked for tens of thousands of people all over. And for me to change it for each person to feed the insecurity, to feed the fear, to feed the victim inside you, I will not do that. And would you believe that at first they take it to heart? They're like, what do you mean? But afterwards, they said, you know what, Miss Raina, I thank you so much, because I realize now that I was being a victim. I realize now that I was being ultra sensitive. And because I was not doing what I should have been doing, you know, I took it personally what you were saying when you had my best interest in heart. And I said, absolutely. Now you see it. Once you get the emotions out, once you get the victim out, once you stop feeding this fear monster, then you can learn to grow. You know, because sometime long ago, as I said, right, somebody told you that you can't do it and you believed it. Ability to overcome challenges. When you have the ability to overcome challenges, you know, this is built into the heart. Into the heart already has strength, already has love, already has the will. Your heart guides us. Your heart pushes us into the direction of growth. It pushes us into the direction of love and power and to follow our dreams. The heart is so very, very powerful, and it always allows us to keep on going. It allows us to speak our mind in truth and express freely. And when you're not using your, when you're not coming from your heart, when you're not coming from your heart and you're coming from your mind, this is when we have to refocus. And every champion and every successful person, there's will, there's drive. And the will and drive come from self-respect, come from belief in oneself, not belief in anything else, but belief in self. Even in the face of fear, they rise to the challenge and realize that there is no failing. There's no failing. Hey, I'm doing this show, and whether people like it or not, I am out there trying my hardest. And whether I reach 7.4 billion people or I reach 10, I am successful because I went out and chased a dream. And that's all there is to it. Regardless of what people say, hey, sometimes I get wonderful comments. Sometimes people tell me I'm crazy. And that's part of life. Hey, everybody's going to say something. Everybody always has an opinion. And because I love myself and because I'm guided by my heart, my power comes from my heart. Hey, you know, I can't please everybody. I'm not out here to please everybody. One of my friends, I was out painting helping a friend's house. We were painting. And she goes, oh, hey, can you go up on the ladder, go way to the top of the peak of the roof and start painting that, you know, because we're afraid of heights. And I'm on the ladder. I'm like, what do you mean? So am I. And she looked at me and she said, what? You're afraid of heights? I was like, yeah, I'm definitely afraid of heights. But she's like, but you skydive and you do all this crazy stuff. You go on roller coasters and do all this crazy stuff. And I said, yes, absolutely I do. And why do I do that? Because I prove to myself every single day that I can conquer my fear, that I can conquer and come from my heart, that I can surpass my limitation, that I face my fears and show that I love myself more than any limitation, more than any challenge that life puts in front of me. And that comes from respect. That comes from self-value. That comes from those ideas. And you know, and it's the same thing for the injury. You know, people don't realize my hip hurts me every single day. I don't complain to any of my friends. People think everything's you know, kosher. And, but it is painful. Every day I hurt. Every day I have to soak myself and do massage on it or needle myself and, you know, and do this. And but I won't give up. I still go out there and I play softball. Hey, I am not the person I used to be. I'm not the speed I used to be. I'm not the hitter I used to be. You know, and I'm not, and I don't get to the ball as fast enough in the outfield. But you know what? I am not going to lay down. I will not give up. I will not allow my challenge and limitations to overcome me. I am always, my dreams are always, and they're always simple. Hey, let's go out there and play softball because I love softball. So I'm going to go out there until my leg falls off probably and see what I can do. And that doesn't mean I'll always be the greatest anymore. And I have to accept that, but I will not let the pain, I will not let this type of injury, you know, slow me down until I say, you know what, Raina, okay, now it's time to rest. You've had your fun. You've had your day in the sun. Now it's time to go in a different direction. And I'm slowly doing that, but I look at that because, you know, you have to say, hey, any of our major challenges in our life are meant to test you. Are you going to be expressive? Are you going to truly let yourself shine? Are you going to keep fighting? Are you going to let the power of your heart to go forth? So from this day forth, I want you guys to say this. I want you guys to repeat after me right now. I have a heart of a champion. I will express myself in truth in a loving way. I am only responsible for how I feel and react to others. And I want you to believe it. I want you to feel it. I want you to breathe this mantra every single day. I want you to say that every single day or type it up and post it all over and say it every single day. And whenever you're feeling down, whenever you're feeling like you can't express or something's going, you know, or limitation, I want you to say this. I want you to stop giving in to your fears and anger and hate. I want you to stop. I want you to say no to your insecurities. I want you to see how what a beautiful soul you are and what a beautiful person you are, sparkling, luminous, light, vibrant, radiant, and powerful. I want you to go into that heart and grab your dreams, grab your expression and let it go. The world, it will be a better place for it. The world will be a brighter place for it. Rid yourself of the doubt. Rid yourself of the disbelief because the only person that believes that is you. And if anyone's ever told you that, that's because they believe that about themselves. And from this day forward, you're not listening to that anymore. You are not giving in to your victim no more. You are not giving it. You are going to go out there and conquer this world because you owe it to yourself. Face yourself, face your fears, and take the next challenge. Take responsibility for your life, people. Say, this is my life. These are my actions. And from now on, I am going to do this. I am going to step out, and I'm going to empower myself with truth, honesty, strength, character, and self-value. Empower yourself with the heart of a champion. All right, everybody, that is tonight's show. I am really sorry that the YouTube channel, it wasn't working. I don't know why it's not working. Again, it's just more stuff we have to figure out as we grow. Hey, life's challenges, right? Limitations, we got to work past them. And as we grow, we got to keep fighting. But thank you so much for listening to tonight's show. If you want to follow us, you can follow us on our Facebook at facebook.com/ Transcendental Transformation Radio Show. Follow us on our YouTube at youtube.com/ Transcendental Transformation Radio Show. Follow me personally on my Facebook at facebook.com/ The Life of Raina. Visit our website, soulandspiritguide.com, and receive special newsletter, sign up for our newsletters to receive special hidden shows, VIP access to the website, and special offers from our guests that we have. And if you have any questions or comments, keep writing them in. I love to hear them, and I'll answer them or I'll read them out to the show now. But it's thelifeofraina@icloud.com. Again, everyone, thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful week, and remember to always believe in yourself. And it's not our abilities, our talents that make us who we are, but it is our choices. Thank you, and have a wonderful night.